Hi everyone, Sceneman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Bob the Builder. And here's what he's got to say. Hi Sceneman, when I normally tell people about my wife being a goth, they ask about tattoos and piercings, but not her finances. She brings baggage to the table because of hardship growing up. She was pretty happy growing up until her mother got sick. She was around 9 when her mother got diagnosed with kidney failure and needed to get dialysis. Her dad became a workaholic. She had an aunt helping her out of the house until she was 16. Not out of charity, they paid the aunt. Her parents might be strict, but there was no one around to really enforce rules all the time. She was also the youngest, and her older siblings would steal from her and pin the blame on her for stuff. I met her when she was living on her own for almost a year and somewhat homesick, and we started dating. That's when she let me know she was studying something her parents had not agreed upon. They paid for her furniture, healthcare, and pocket money. Everything else she had to do on her own. She did that with the partial scholarship and temp jobs and catering. She would come over to my place to do the cleaning, cooking, and having dinner with me. She never asked for money or expensive dates, and she would even pay her share of the food. She has a learning disability and it makes her a slow learner. Her parents had her checked out. She was higher than average IQ, but not genius level. But it explains how she did get by. Her emotional intelligence is even higher and it's why she was able to read people. She was trying to help, in her words, so I would focus on getting my degree. We moved in together as a 6-month trial period to see how it would go. After her home life, she was not sure about living with somebody again. She didn't have any roommates because of that. After we moved in together, her parents gave her a dowry. Where she's from, the size of it determines how much the input the wife has. It's more than 50%, and the paperwork states that if we split up, she takes what she brought in. In my case, it's not cheaper to keep her. I won't be able to afford this lifestyle on my own in this economy. I also don't think I'm going to find another one that brings this much to the table willingly. A lot of things came to light later, even for her. Her parents let her move out in hopes that she would come running back in a few months. The reason for her dowry is because of her health and the reason she got one. It's also why they paid for her health care after she moved away. The dowry was an incentive for me to stay and take care of her also. Now her dowry is supposed to be for her to have an input in our life. But her parents made a few attempts to have her input be their inputs, like her son having her maiden name. I've seen women from both the East and the West in similar positions behave extremely dominated and overruled by their families. The way she behaves, you would have sworn she brought almost nothing to the table because she's so grateful. I out-earn her at my job, but her total income is more than mine. She does this by using the dowry to generate passive income. It is something she does with her father. I do know my wife has low self-esteem, trust issues, and the reason why she's needy. She's in therapy right now to deal with the awful childhood and health problems that she suffered. Therapy also helps her set boundaries for her family and other people. She's also doing it because she's worried about her son becoming a Captain Save-A-Ho. We also did couples therapy. We found that it was helpful and that she needs to be a little bit more selfish and let other people fix their own problems and focus on herself. That strategy was doing her good. She has changed somewhat with me, being more docile and grateful. I'm not complaining, but like most people, I would like to know why. What motivates her to be like this? As far as I know, she wants to enjoy her life as much as she can, while she can. I've heard people say similar things, but they tend to fly off the handle in terms of drinking, drugs, sex, and other destructive behaviors. So why is she not doing that? She has plenty of reasons, and I hope to hear from you, Bob the Builder. Well, Bob, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It sounds like your wife really played you the smallest violin in the world with her sad song when you first met her about her childhood and all the trauma she suffered. But on the flip side, all the pain she experienced is partially responsible for her being grateful to be with you and do things for you. But I get the sneaky suspicion that the reason she's with you, at least in part, is because of her self-esteem issues, and maybe even some abandonment issues. If you leave, who's going to want her as a single mother with her disability and health issues? The way she treats you might not be because of strength, but because of weakness. For example, I'd always pull more than my fair weight in my first major adult relationship, because while growing up I had friends that abandoned me for no reason. So I figured that when I got into relationships, if I provided more value than my partner, then they wouldn't leave me. Your wife being selfless and useful to you could also have to do with her fear and anxiety, which increases her strength. Your wife was also all about equality when you met her, which is more common in the past instead of being entitled, which is more common today. Also, your arguments surrounding IQ and EQ are absolutely ridiculous. Emotional intelligence is high with most women when compared to men. To be honest, there's nothing special with that. Congratulations, she's not autistic. Also, with regards to family support, she was the baby, so her parents babied her. They gave her money, and dowries were traditionally given to the husband for the burden of taking care of the wife, and I can't remember what culture she comes from, but it doesn't really matter. They seem kind of traditional. That'll certainly have influenced her as well. With the possibility of abandonment issues, that's probably why she was willing to be with you at first, even though she didn't find you adequate. She helped you with your education because she probably understood that she couldn't attract the man that she wanted in life. So instead, she put the effort into turning you into that guy. She sounds like she molded you into the man she wanted you to be by helping support you while you were getting your education. So that after you became successful, you might fall for that nonsense about how behind every strong man is a stronger woman encouraging him. I suspect that her health problems, an awful childhood from bullying, and lack of material abundance made her into a damaged, scared, and carefully calculating soul that she is today. That's where greatness comes from. Suffering. A great example of that is women in the 1950s that grew up in the 1930s. People often say that that time in history, the 1950s, was the best in the West. But I think the only reason women were grateful in the whole in the 1950s golden age is because they went through collective trauma. I've mentioned before that the only people that want to reproduce in sufficient numbers to replenish the global population are the ones that deal with tragedy in their youth. Having an awful childhood like your wife did gave her enough character to be grateful for all the good things she got going forward in her life. Today, finding women or men for that matter that have suffered enough to become proper human beings is kind of rare. Good times create both weak men and weak women. Bad times create strong people. Compared to the horror show she had to face in the past, dealing with you and any potential BS from you must be a picnic. Those women that were mothers in the 1950s dealt with growing up during the Great Depression, and then living through the shortages and rationing of the 1940s, which happened during the Second World War, and finally faced high rates of inflation in the late 40s and early 50s. Their lives were tough and they made great mothers and would enjoy the material wealth of the 1950s. But unfortunately now we've had it far too easy for far too long. Bob, if your wife went through the levels of pain that I went through where I wanted to die from pain back in 2018 and 19, then that could have changed her. I still think the jury is out if suffering and pain has the power to change male and female nature. She's also smart to worry about your son becoming a Captain Save-A-Ho, especially if your son gets spoiled growing up and doesn't have to face any hardships or challenges. I grew up being relentlessly bullied from the third grade all the way up until the middle of high school. When you suffer horribly through your formative years, life can only get better from there. I suspect that the reason she didn't divorce you is because her childhood was tough. So tough, in fact, that even if you're not the perfect man, it's better for her to stay with you. Because life is better for her today than it was during her youth. I've mentioned before Jensen Huang, the CEO of NVIDIA. He always told people that he wished them terrible life experiences because suffering is what it takes to be great. Sounds to me like your wife suffered with her learning disability and difficulty that turned her into the equivalent of a 1950s housewife. I think that every person needs to face massive storms in their life to be able to appreciate what they have. There's that old saying that smooth seas do not make the skilled sailor. As for your son and avoiding him becoming a Captain Save-A-Ho, how exactly are the two of you going to prevent that from happening? May I suggest you introduce him to some red pill philosophy if you haven't already, about female nature. Explain to him that there are no women that'll actually live up to his mother. That's one of the things that always discouraged me in my relationships. None of the women could actually live up to my mother. She was raised in the hardships in the 1950s Europe after the Second World War. She grew up in what we might call a small farm today. Certainly hardships molded her insane work ethic to help her get out of her situation, and a lot of that ended up rubbing off on me. Try to find a way to have your wife's hard work rub off on him. Also, if she imprints her behaviors onto him sufficiently, then when he gets older, he might end up, like myself, seeking out women that are hardworking, or at the very least equal to him. You also have to find ways to challenge him, to put him in a physical situation where he can build some character. That's counterintuitive that you have to wish pain for those that you love, because without it, they won't grow, and they'll end up staying weak. But I'm not sure what else I can say. Hopefully you got something useful out of this, Bob. Finally, I don't think your wife is destructive because she knows how painful life can be And why induce a new vice, like drinking or drugs, when you already have tons of pain and you don't want to pile more on? There really isn't more to it than that. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Bob the Builder for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Bob secretly wanted to smash his wife's dowry and buy himself a sports car. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that haven't experienced pain in their lives, so they try and inflict as much pain on men in their lives instead away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.